For all the antics and mudslinging that can come into British elections, many British voters say that they're glad that at least abortion has not become a polarizing issue. But in the run-up to forthcoming elections in May, the subject of abortion has become a campaign issue in Britain. It's one of the number of issues that the opposition Conservative Party has used to try to catch the ruling Labour Party off guard. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
The Conservative Party leader, Michael Howard, took the question of Britain's abortion laws into the news in an interview with Cosmopolitan magazine. Howard advocated banning abortion after the 20th week of pregnancy, not the 24th week that British laws currently specify. That brought a quick response from the church, including British Roman Catholic leader Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor.
I think that the abortion issue is a cross-party issue, and therefore I think that while I think what Michael Howard said is not adequate, at least it's a step in the right direction. And I'm very pleased that this issue, along with other issues, are going to be part of the election debate.
Cardinal Murphy O'Connor insisted that he wasn't endorsing any political party. For his part, Prime Minister Tony Blair told Cosmopolitan that no changes to the law were planned. He said he personally didn't like abortion, but he didn't want to see it criminalized. Blair later told a Christian group that he sees religion as a personal matter.
I don't want to end up with an American-style type of politics, with us all going out there and beating our chests about our faith. Politics and religion, it's not that they don't have a lot of things in common, but it is just that if it ends up being used in the political process, I think that's a bit unhealthy.
At London's Victoria Station, many passengers seem to agree. They said their votes would depend on traditional issues such as education and health care. Jerry Butler is an administrative manager who works in the county of West Sussex.
I think it's very much a personal issue. It won't affect the way I vote. No matter what the stance is, it won't affect the way I vote. I think it should be something that should be regularly discussed, but I like the way the things are at the moment.
The Conservatives are also emphasizing what they see as law and order issues, calling for the clearing of gypsy encampments from public lands and the formation of a new border police. That had helped the Conservatives to grab headlines and boost party morale. Since then, an internal party dispute over the sacking of parliamentary whip Howard Flight has taken much of the wind out of their sails. Abortion hasn't been an issue in British elections until now, and the Conservative Party has been accused of using issues like that as a form of dog-whistle politics. That's when politicians send messages that the ordinary electorate doesn't hear, but which catch the attention of specific groups. Liam Fox is co-chairman of the Conservative Party.
It seems that the problem for the Labour Party is that they simply have not connected with the issues that ordinary voters want to talk about. And it's very strange that they regard violent crime and immigration as dog-whistle politics.
Recent polls show the Conservatives lagging 7 or 8 percentage points behind Labour. They face an uphill fight in expanding their base of support, currently estimated at about a third of all voters. Brunel University political scientist Justin Fisher explains.
The Conservatives' problem in 2005 is almost the same as it was in 2001. And in that all the principal issues on which voters make their decisions are ones where Labour lead.
Fisher says the main reason is that unemployment, inflation and interest rates have all remained low under Labour. Analysts say that Labour must not only beat the Conservatives, but also hang on to a roughly 150-seat parliamentary majority. To do that, Labour would need a voter turnout of 60% or better, from a British public that has responded unenthusiastically to the pre-campaign maneuvering. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.